just like nurses, doctors, and other health workers are the front line in the battle against COVID-19. Men of the fourth estate of the realm are equally saddled with the responsibility of updating the public on COVID-19. In the process, journalists have had calls to visit isolation centers, test centers, hospitals, and had as well had reasons to speak with victims of the disease and some survivors. This, no doubt, has made them professionals prone to contracting the disease. Some journalists who spoke with Radio Nigeria in Ibadan said it was essential for government to prioritize their needs, noting that the nature of their job had exposed them to various hazards.
After the health workers, the journalists are more exposed to the risk of being infected with coronavirus. The journalists should also be compensated more than just like health workers.
We have to be places where some people are running from. We have to go there and get to it so that people can be enlightened on what's going on. Without protesting, it will look dangerous to us.
Health workers, those in the front line of this battle of this pandemic, journalists should also be accorded the same mode of treatment. Like in India today, 53 journalists have been confirmed positive coronavirus.
Zonal Manager, News Agency of Nigeria, Ibadan, Mr. Muftah Folorunsho, also joined voice with other journalists advocating special package for journalists covering COVID-19.
You would have heard the Minister of Information praising journalists too. But just like the health workers, journalists are also on the front lines in the fight against COVID-19. So I think as much as so much is being done for health workers, I also believe that journalists too will be protected in the line of duty.
A veteran journalist, Mr. Phil Aragbada, who underscored the significant role of journalists, said they needed to be remembered. Mr. Aragbada, who noted that journalists were the mouthpiece of the public, said they suffered in silence.
Journalists must go out. Even when there is a lockdown, journalists must go out at least to brief the public of what is happening. Not only that, to educate the public. The public cannot be educated without the help of. So I also think that journalists must be so rewarded.
He called on security agencies to accord respect to journalists during the lockdown. In Ibadan, I am Adedayo Adilowo, Radio Nigeria.